I had led Leo off of the inner walkway, which was too crowded for comfort, and out towards the periphery of the Fendant Court as if we were going to stand on the ledge. Along the way, we had to pass through a narrow arch. He made an after-you gesture. I stepped into the arch and realized at the same instant that I had just turned my back on him. By the time that had penetrated my brain, he had my arm wrapped up the wrong way. I had a choice: move and spend the next 2 months with my arm in a sling, or not move. I chose not to move. My tongue still worked.
Good to see you again, Thistlehead. First you get me in trouble, and now this.
You got your own self in trouble. Now I'm going to make sure you don't do it again.
Is this how they do things in the new circle?
You shouldn't even try to speak of how Elliger came out until you know what's going on.
Well, if you'll let go of me so I can get up to the Starhenge, my next step will be the refectory where I'll get all the latest.
Look, he said, and levered me around so that I could see back the way we had come.
A hush had fallen over the stairs. I was half afraid we'd been seen. But then I saw a procession of black-clad figures in tall hats on their way up. They passed into the chasm above and began to clang on the ironwork.
Huh, I said. No wonder it's so clean up there.
You've been up there?
Leo was so startled that he tightened his grip on me in a way that hurt.
Let go! I promise I won't go any farther up, I said.
Leo released my arm. I slowly and judiciously got it arranged in a more human position before standing up to face him.
What did you see?
Leo wanted to know.
Nothing yet. But there's a tablet up there I have to retrieve that might give us a hint.
He considered it.
That will be a challenging operation.
Is that a promise, Leo?
Just an observation.
Do those Eta go up there on some kind of a predictable schedule? Leo parted his lips to answer, then got a shrewd look on his face and said,
I'm not going to tell you that.
Then something occurred to him.
Look, I'm late.
Since when do you care about that?
A lot has changed. I have to go now. Talk to you later, okay?
Leo! He turned to look back at me.
What?
Who is Fra Paflagon?
He taught Fra Orlo half of what he knew.
Who taught him the other half? I asked.
But Leo was already gone.
For a minute I stood there listening to the upward progress of the Eta, wondering whether they checked the equipment for tablets. Wondering where I could get myself an Eta disguise. Then my stomach growled. As if it were wired directly to my feet, I headed for the refectory.